This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Does this have chamomile and aloe vera? No, it has chamomile. This is chamomile.
Chamomile.
Manzanilla. Thank you, Maduro. Okay, well, now we're in the pharmaceutical section.
Toothpaste, toothbrushes, toothpaste, toothbrushes.
This is the video from RT.
Just basic commodities that aren't available or readily available to Venezuelans right now because of the regime that they're currently living under.
Oh, that'll match with my toilet.
With a guy who is just sarcastically walking through a grocery store.
It took me like a while to do that because there are so many varieties. Damn you, Maduro! We're now in the pharmacy.
So there's a lot of footage here from this this grocery store. Lots of meats. Everything seems to be well stocked, and there are customers in this store.
No, es un mercado socialista con donde hay todos.
He says, "Is this a socialist market, or where is the socialist market where everything is free?" Is it a lie that everything is socialism in Venezuela? And the man behind the counter says yes. So Venezuela is a socialist country. There's no doubt about it. Both of the opposition party and the current so-called president are socialists. Like, they'll tell you they're socialists. That doesn't mean that they are completely without commerce. Now, what's interesting, though, seeing this store, it makes me wonder, is this like a showpiece store? You know how North Korea has these sort of showroom stores where only the tourists are allowed to go? Only the people who are being shown the ideal North Korea are allowed in these stores. They're not for the average North Korean. They're for show. They're for display.
They've got like painted apples and things like that.
No, I don't think that's true. I mean, you can actually buy things from these stores, and there's video of people going into the stores. Now, you're not allowed to record video generally in these stores, but in North Korea, at least. In this case, this guy's obviously recording video. There's no problem with it, and I don't know. I'm not going to say I support Maduro just because there's a grocery store with some with some food in it. I mean, there are stories coming out of Venezuela about trucks with food being waylaid by criminal gangs who... they don't want to hurt the driver. They just want to rob the truck. They're just hungry people who see an opportunity to get some food in their bellies, and they're committing a violent act in order to do that. But they don't want to kill the driver. They don't want to like beat up the driver. They just want the driver to not fight back. They want the driver to just simply, you know, pull over. They've got spike strips or whatever. They run cars off the road, motorcycle gangs, whatever, whatever they can do to get their hands on some food. So, you know, this... makes me wonder, if you are in Venezuela, and you can speak to this, because we did have a guy call in a couple weeks ago who Mark had met at the Bitcoin conference in Miami, who currently is living in the United States, but is from Venezuela, so presumably has friends that are still in Venezuela. And, you know, he says that you can still go to a bar and you can buy alcohol, so, I mean, obviously there's still some business being done over there. But you've also got these studies being done on the people of Venezuela saying the average Venezuelan is losing significant weight. Like, I think the last numbers we saw were like 17 pounds in a one-year time frame. So is it all just fake? Is all that information false? Have we been, you know, sold a bill of goods that is not true?
I can say one thing with some certainty, and that is I know somebody who actually did visit Venezuela within the last 5 years, and they got robbed, actually.
Really?
Yeah. So
where were they?
They were speaking at a university. I don't recall exactly where they were, what city or anything even. But they got robbed. They had a laptop stolen from them.
Well, now, was it like gunpoint, knife point robbery, or somebody grabbed a bag and ran?
I don't really recall.
Because that's a robbery, right? When you are threatened.
I'm not entirely sure, unfortunately.
Because otherwise it's just a theft.
It was within the last 5 years, and I don't know if it was like somebody ran and stole his bag, but I know his laptop got stolen.
Yeah.
And afterward, My partner actually had to reload another device to replace that one when he came back to the United States. So, yeah, I mean, there's certainly crime in Venezuela. It doesn't really, you know, prove one way or another, you know, how bad the circumstances are, but certainly
well, it does.
It seems like from a non, scientific perspective, that it's not the safest place to be.
Wherever people are desperate, crime right. will increase.
Right.
Wherever people are hungry, crime will increase. And, you know, even the people who would normally never consider doing things like that will be, in some cases, feel like they have to in a desperate situation. If it's about feeding their kids or starving, they're going to do what they have to do. And I'm not saying it's okay. It's not okay to use violence against your neighbors in any circumstance, whether you be Nicolas Maduro or whether you be a thug on the street. It's all violence, and it's not okay. But I still want to know, what's the truth about these Venezuelan grocery stores? Is this store that this guy's in? And they mentioned the name of the store at the very beginning of this the segment. Here's a 6-minute segment. I'm not gonna play the whole thing. But is this like one of those showcase stores where it's only for the rich and the wealthy or whatever? Is this guy part of the Maduro propaganda? I mean, he's certainly paid by RT. This is an RT produced video here, I believe. Let's go on.
Power because I have dollars, and the dictatorship of the dollar controls the world.
Okay, so I had a pretty normal experience at the supermarket. I was able to get pretty much everything that I usually get back home in the States, including like this bag of craft beer. Until I couldn't, my credit card didn't work, and I had to pay in cash. I paid in dollars, and that really shows what the problem is here, that I had to pay in dollars.
I didn't know you could do that. I thought that you could not pay with dollars.
It's
legally it's, in Venezuela.
Isn't it something like it's not legally allowed, but, you know, it's the kind of thing where they do it anyway?
Well, yeah, in the black market, you can pay with dollars. I knew
that. Yeah, the black market's kind of the open market in Venezuela. It's, you know, unless you can enforce, like, you have a police officer at, like, every register. I mean, probably.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean.
But, I mean, you would think a mega corporation, like, I mean, this is a big store, right? Like, he's a full-on superstore.
Look, even during Soviet times, like, there's a lot of corruption in, mm-hmm. in these socialist countries. So, it's, you know.
That's interesting.
It's probably, like, even if there is a police officer there, it's like the grocery store is going to pay out the police officer.
Right, he's going to get a dollar.
Right, exactly.
He's going to be happy when he goes home and he got
right.
a dollar.
I mean, these guys, are the police and the military are supposed to be like starving too, right? So
purportedly
not having been paid in months, and et cetera. So, you know, I mean,
let me go on here with his wrap up.
There isn't an issue here with food distribution or food scarcity. The issue is the buying power of Venezuelans has been completely destroyed because their currency has been so badly weakened.
Which is all about the government. I mean, that doesn't happen from the outside, which is what Maduro wants you to believe. His statements have always been like, this is an attack by the U.S. government. They're the ones ruining our economy. No, no. The U.S. government doesn't set your monetary policy, dude. That's all something that you did.
By hyperinflation, speculation, and the flood of dollars that the government...
Well, speculation is a private investment, right? Like, when you speculate on a thing, if you bet that, for instance, the price of dollars are going to go up or down, or the price of oranges are going to go up and down, if you're speculating and you're buying stocks and you're buying these different monetary... I'm not an investor, right? Like, obviously, I don't sound like one. But you're speculating. You're taking your own money and you're speculating on things, which means that if you lose, you're just losing your own money. That doesn't affect the buying power of the money that you're using. That's just your own personal decision. And it might be a good one, and it might be a bad one. So it's the hyperinflation that's really the problem here, not to mention the government takeovers of various different industries. And I'm going to have to go back and see what the name of this store is, and maybe we can look it up online and find out, is this one of the grocery stores being run by the government? Because they have nationalized a lot of the industries there.
Yeah, they supposedly take it over. I wonder how much of that takeovers are like, oh, we're gonna take it over until we run out of food, and then it just kind of gets abandoned, and then maybe they come back. You know, maybe the grocery stores come back or something.
I don't know.
You know, they get taken over by the people who are, you know, maybe originally owned them, and they start selling groceries again. I don't know.
It's a good question. This definitely is a. There's a big question mark that this video puts on the situation down there in Venezuela, because all the reporting until this one has always been about barren shelves, long lines outside the stores. So what's the story? What's the real story in Venezuela? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. How do you get the truth if you're not actually there? Is it even possible?
I don't know.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, violent video games.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author, Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. So head on over there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
So whether you want to talk about Venezuela and what is the truth about grocery stores in Venezuela, the store that the guy at RT was shopping at is called Gama. And looking at a quick look up here, Excelsior Gama appears to be the name of the company. I have not yet been able to determine who owns them. And I don't know if it's the government or not. I'm guessing it's not, but I don't know.
Now I'm kind of wanting to know, can you place an order online?
Well, this translation isn't doing a particularly good job because there's images here, so I can't read the text particularly well. And anyway, we'll see if we can learn more about that. But if you have an opinion about the situation down there, you're welcome to weigh in. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. To the fun. Then, coming up, we're going to get into this violent video games. People have been saying for a long time that violent video games encourage young people to be more violent, teenage boys specifically, to be more violent. And you've got a relatively new study, Chris, that addresses that question.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that. And, of course, you're welcome to join us here and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, again, the Discord server is there, and you can call via the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. There's four of them. Just join any one of those four rooms. As soon as we notice you in there, we are going to hop in, and then you will be on the air with us. And you can talk about anything. It doesn't have to be about Venezuela or violent video games or anything like that. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. As we continue. Oh, and one other thing. I do need to mention Forkfest. It's coming up. 4 months. Are you going?
Yeah.
You're going. All right. You went last year.
Of course. Yep. Yes.
And last year.
I wouldn't miss it.
Yep. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival in New Hampshire. And the location's beautiful. It's Rogers Campground. Beautiful white mountains. Incredible view. Great people. The people that are going to be around are going to be liberty-minded folks, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, however they describe themselves. It's still a small event. You know, I wouldn't expect more than a couple hundred people to show up. And last year we had more than 150 to 200 because of Jay Noon's wedding.
Yeah.
So we're not going to have Jay Noon's wedding this time around. So I don't know.
No.
Maybe attendance will go down. Maybe it'll go up. I don't know what to expect.
Depends on whether or not you counted those people in the first place.
I counted them because you can't really know for sure. Some of them did stay the night. Many of them actually stayed the night.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, there's no organization. There's no board of directors. So there's no ticket sales.
It's a guesstimate. Everybody who's, you know, taking it, we're all just taking a guess.
Yeah, we're just eyeballing, looking around.
Yeah.
Because there's no ticket. Now, what we could do is we could try to get some statistics from the campground and say, well, are the numbers up above where they would have been 3 years ago before this event happened? I mean, maybe you could kind of go at it from that perspective, but basically there's no real way to know. There's no real way to accurately measure besides just looking around and saying, this looks bigger than last year. So come and join us. It's actually the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a centrally organized, centrally planned festival that I believe is entering into its 15th year this year. But Forkfest is the one where there's no one in charge, which means everyone's in charge. So meaning you're in charge of your own experience. Whether you have a good time or bad time, that's up to you. Whether you just hang out with other people at campsites or you put something on for them to do, maybe a musical event, maybe a poker game, maybe, you know, whatever it is you think would be fun, whatever it is you think other people would enjoy, you decide. That's up to you. Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more. It's June 13th through the 18th. That's this year in beautiful New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Forkfest.party. And you can link over to the Forkfest chat room as well as the Forkfest forum there. And that's a way for you to get in touch with some of the other attendees and find out what's going on. Let's go to Michael. He's in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KBKW. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Welcome. Good.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
I heard you mention a little while ago about Venezuela's economy or financial situation that they're in, that the U.S. was not responsible for setting their, you know, their internal economic policies.
That's right.
And yeah, I agree with that. But I think that you also need to point out that the U.S. is sanctioning them and they're losing, you know, $30 million a day because of those sanctions.
Yeah, no doubt. The sanctions, I do not support sanctions because sanctions end up hurting the people. I mean, the idea is it's going to punish the government, but it doesn't punish the government. The sanctions aren't taking food out of Maduro's mouth, that's for sure.
Oh, no, of course not.
Sanctions are violent against your own people. Just seems
their
really
own people,
messed up.
Yeah. They're hurting the Venezuelan
people.
Well,
no, I mean, the sanctions are against the people. We can't do business. You and I can't do business.
Well, there's that, too.
Venezuela, that's
right.
What a sanction is.
That's
not
true.
How do you sanction somebody in another country that isn't under your control?
Yeah, good point. Good point. Michael, more?
No, that's about it, man. I'm about to grab some takeout food, so you guys have a good night.
What are you getting, man? What kind of food?
I'm getting some Chinese food.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. Hey, thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate hearing
you
from you.
Night.
Yes, sir. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm glad he brought that up because that is something that the Venezuelan government can legitimately blame the United States for.
Oh, yeah. Lots of countries can, actually.
Well, right, like North Korea, for instance, or Iran.
Cuba.
Cuba. Well, Cuba's things are starting to loosen up. So we're starting to see some changes in Cuba.
Think all of the trade restrictions have been lifted.
No, they're not all gone. You're right. But they're loosening.
Yeah.
They're loosening a little bit. You can go visit now, which you couldn't do before. So tourism is a thing you can do now in Cuba.
Would I be able to go over
in
person? Because I know a couple of years ago, people like reporters could go over, but you individuals couldn't. So there's plane flights
and
families,
but
not random individuals.
As I understand it, you can. I'm not a travel expert, but I remember when these things were happening, when at the very end of the Obama administration, they started to loosen some of the controls on Cuban visitation, and I know Carlos Miller
I remember that, but I was at that time, my understanding was that it was not allowed for the general population still, but if you were a family member of somebody like living in Cuba or you were a reporter or something of that nature, you could then travel, legally under U.S. law anyway to Venezuela. Obviously, people even before that were going to Canada and getting flights to Cuba, not necessarily legally within the context of U.S. law, but obviously once you're left the United States, you know, the U.S. doesn't really
Here's
have control over it.
So from 2018, April, pretty recent.
Yeah.
Forbes magazine, Alexandra Talti talking about Cuba and says here when Barack Obama rolled back regulations in 2014, making it legal and easier for Americans to visit the country without a tour group, there was an expectation of floodgates opening for Yankee visitors. Major airlines worked for years to hammer out contracts allowing commercial flights, while companies like Airbnb scrambled to ramp up Cuban inventory on their websites. And by many counts, tourism is up. 2017, 600,000 American travelers without family ties visited the nation.
Okay, so that's interesting.
So it's
tourism
on.
Is permitted.
It's on now, which is great news.
Yeah.
Because the more we can mix with these people in these other countries, the better off we're all going to be, rather than these artificial barriers being put up by governments. It's Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
R&B singer R. Kelly is scheduled to appear in bond court Saturday in Chicago after being charged with sex crimes involving minors that go back more than a decade. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents two alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
I am confident that he will be convicted in other jurisdictions as well, and he will rightfully die in a prison somewhere, whether it be in Illinois or elsewhere in America. He should never walk free another day in his life.
Through his lawyers, Kelly has consistently denied the charges. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is charged with two counts of soliciting a prostitute in Jupiter, Florida. A spokesman for Kraft says they categorically deny he engaged in any illegal activity. Police say they have video. The Justice Department is downplaying expectations that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report will be completed and handed over to the Attorney General next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Violent video games, are they actually causing young people to be more aggressive? Chris has that story, and that's on the way. But we go back to the phones and the funds here. I do want to let you know, though, about clips.freetalklive.com. It's a new thing we've started back up within the last few weeks, and I'm glad they're back. Video clips of the show. Easy to share.
Yeah,
so instead of having to share a whole two-hour-long episode, if there's like a little part that you like, you can just share the video clip of the part that you liked. And it's Eric Freerock. We brought him out of retirement from copblock.org. He is the one doing the production in the background, and I appreciate the effort. We're actually kind of doing a combo effort where we're helping him promote his channel. So when you go to clips.freetalklive.com, it actually takes you to the Liberty Bitch channel on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button, and you'll get in your YouTube inbox or whatever they're called, the subscriptions, you'll get the latest videos from Free Talk Live. Alternatively, you can also, if you're not on YouTube, you can also follow us on Mastodon, which is the decentralized alternative to Twitter, and it's great. You can follow us there by going to toot.freetalklive.com. You will see the YouTube videos posted there. It's automatic. As soon as they go to YouTube, poof, there they are.
I see them all the time.
Right there on the Mastodon feed, which is sweet, right?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's right there for you. Same thing with Twitter. If you're still on Twitter, you can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. You can follow our Twitter there, and they'll show up there. And then also Telegram. We got a Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. So any one of those four ways, YouTube, Mastodon, Telegram, Twitter, you'll get the clips. And then click on the ones you like. Share the ones you like. Share them with your friends, your family, on your social media, and that helps us, and it helps communicate the ideas of liberty, maybe get us some new listeners. That'd be nice. So once again, clips.freetalklive.com. Check them out as we go to Kirby in Indiana, watching us on YouTube, as a matter of fact. Go ahead, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, man, as far as Venezuela goes and such and so forth, I was wondering, were you guys familiar with the Major General Smedley Butler?
Yes.
United States, okay. Then you're familiar with his book, War is a Racket.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that because, I mean, obviously we have to tell our listeners who this guy is in case they don't know, because there's probably a lot of people out there listening who's never heard the name Smedley Butler before. I take it you're familiar with War is a Racket. Do you want to explain what that is?
Well, yeah, certainly. Major General Butler started out fighting, chasing Pancho Villa, fought in all of America's banana wars. And eventually retired and wrote a book called War is a Racket. And essentially what he said was that the United States government and its military are simply leg breakers for organized crime organizations, that America has always been basically a fascist government that is in bed with organized crime figures, which is big business, Exxon, Mobil, Dole, Fruit, which is who he fought to prop up in the banana wars. It's you can find his video on YouTube for free. I would suggest everybody watch it.
Now, what's the video? Did somebody take his book and make a video out of it? Or I guess it was like a pamphlet, right?
It's like a 15-minute speech he presented in the 30s.
Oh, okay. So it's actually video of him from the 30s?
Yes, sir.
Like a movie reel, basically, that's been transferred to video? That's cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've never actually read it. We've had many summaries given of it on the air here over the years on Free Talk Live. It's sort of one of those... It's one of those things that you can point people in the military to. It's like, oh, see, this guy, he was a general, and he's telling you war is a racket. He's telling you that he was a hired thug, basically, for these corporations through the military.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen Diaries of an Economic Hitman.
I've heard about that.
It's a perfect companion book to it. And I don't say that to down America because... Honestly, I love my home, but America has yet to grow into its own ideals, and it's backwards away from them.
It's easy to confuse, and the government wants people to do this. That's why they try purposely to mix terms around so people can be confused. America, you know, people love America. And people, a lot of them around the world, love Americans. They love the tourists that come into their towns. They love the Hollywood movies that Americans make. They love a lot of the products that they buy from America. There's a lot to love about America. Of course, America also includes Mexico and Canada. But there's a lot to love about this place and the freedoms that we do have. On the other hand, the government is not America. The government is a criminal enterprise.
And exactly.
The government is evil, and it's not just the American government. It's all of them, every single one of them, whether it be Venezuela, Canada, Mexico. All of these governments are doing wrong. They're hurting innocent people within their own country, and many of them, like the United States, hurting innocent, peaceful people outside of their own country's borders. But you never want to confuse the two. The America that we love are the people and the freedoms, not the government, right?
Exactly, I wish democracy had solved this problem, but it didn't.
No, democracy is part of the problem.
It is, because this is not a democracy. We're supposed to be an association of free and independent states who have their own laws and work together for each other's benefit, but are not so centrally... control. This is more fascist or communist than it is Republican, and it's not taught in schools anymore. When I was in high school, my government class consisted of two semesters of us playing 1776.
Playing 1776?
Yes. The teacher divided us into Southern states, Northern states. I'm a black gentleman, 57 years old. I was John Rutledge of South Carolina.
I'm not familiar with John Rutledge.
He was a big plantation owner.
I see.
And we had to play our parts true to what they would have wanted and come up with a constitution.
Mm-hmm.
we learned more about government and the intercourse between men and the founding of our country than I could have learned in 8 years in a university.
Sure.
We don't teach children what it is to be free.
No, the government schools will never teach that.
Watching TV.
Right. The government
free is.
Yeah, the government schools will never teach that. I mean, it's against the interests of the state to teach children about freedom.
Well, they teach obedience.
Right. They stand up when the flag.
It was a government school, however, but I was being taught by old people who had seen the worst of America and didn't like it and wanted to see it change. Does that make sense?
Sure. And those, again, it's the government schools that have a message they're promoting, right? The government schools don't want to promote freedom because the government benefits from your ignorance. The government benefits from you believing in them. They want you to be programmed, essentially, and that's what these government schools do, and the private schools to some extent. I mean, they're not that much better, but
which is why you see people jumping on the Bernie Sanders bandwagon. A top 1% earner who wants to redistribute my wealth.
Sure. Yeah, he's got what? How many houses does the guy have? Whether they're on Bernie's bandwagon or Jeb Bush or, you know, Trump or whoever, none of these people are any good. Yeah, they're all bad.
They're all POS. I can't say that.
Thank you for that, Kirby. I appreciate the call tonight, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. Definitely appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think this interview with this 12-year-old reporter that I mentioned earlier tonight has a relevant portion here. So we're talking about education.
Yeah.
Question to her. You've said, quote, "I think a lot of adults tell their kids they can do anything, but at the end of the day, they don't actually let them do anything," unquote. Can you elaborate? What are some examples? And she says, "It's so true. I was the only 7-year-old I knew who was allowed to bike around town." Can you imagine?
Wow, that's actually pretty impressive in today's age.
Impressive that she was the only one?
That's not impressive that there was somebody out there that would let their 7-year-old bike around town by themselves.
She's got a little more to say
about
it.
That's what she's saying.
She's got a little more to say. We'll share that coming back here in a moment on the way kids are being raised these days. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. And I mentioned the AMP program earlier, but please join the AMP program if you want to help us out. It's $5 a month, and it makes a big difference. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks and get the list of what those are. Learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. So I said I got a little bit more from, and I think her name is Hilda. H-I-L-D-E, that's pronounced Hilda, right? It's yeah. Like an old lady's name.
It is.
You don't hear Hilda very often.
I knew a Hilda, and she was 97 years old.
Yeah. So anyway, this one's 12, and she's a reporter who stood up against a cop recently. And we didn't play that audio, but just because we haven't had time.
It was good.
We haven't had time. I would like to get to that at some point. It's not going to be tonight. Anyway, there's an interview with her that has had some relevancy in the discussions we've been having here tonight. And the last caller was just talking about the government schools and how, you know, god-awful they are and the kids these days and the way they're being raised. And I thought her perspective on this was particularly interesting. You know, what do they say, out of the mouths of babes or whatever. So the question she was asked, this is an interview she's being interviewed by brightlightmag.com. And this is kind of like halfway through the interview. Question. You've said, quote, I think a lot of adults tell their kids they can do anything, but at the end of the day, they don't actually let them do anything, unquote. So the reporter asks her, can you elaborate? What are some examples? So Hilda says, it's so true. I was the only 7-year-old I knew who was allowed to bike around town. Now, for us, I mean, those of us here in the studio, and there's three of us, there's just one guy who's not talking because he's not technically on the show with us. He didn't want to be. I said he could be, but he didn't want to be. but anyway, you know, we're all in our 30s, right? Early 40s, late 30s. And, I mean, we were all allowed to bike around.
I don't know about at 7 years old, though.
You didn't have a bike at age 7?
I had a bike. I could go as far as my mom could see.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe by like 12, I could, you know, go around the neighborhood and
yeah.
maybe even further without, you know, not technically allowed, but, you know.
Maybe. I remember, like, you know, going out in the woods and playing, you know, with my friend alone with no parents around.
Oh, whatsoever. Yeah. No, I'm not saying I couldn't do that, but as far as, like, I mean, you can go really far on a bike.
Sure.
I mean, it's not that hard to, you know.
She says further here, I have friends who are 11, and they aren't even allowed to walk into town. A lot of parents are such phonies, she says.
And the question is, how big is this town? I mean, are we talking about a town of 20,000 people? Are we talking about a town of 5,000 people? Are we talking about a town of 100,000 people? Like, I mean, how big is the town?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's particularly big here. Selins Grove is where she's from. Population 5,900.
So it's a really tiny town.
Small town.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wouldn't be unreasonable for a 7-year-old in a small town to do, you know.
But she's the only one. She's the only person in that age range. So she says further, a lot of parents are such phonies. They say how they embrace their kids' creativity, but hardly let them cross the street without freaking out. How are kids supposed to do great things in the world if they aren't allowed to live in the world?
I've been arguing this since forever. My entire life I've been arguing this.
She says further, kids are a lot smarter than adults think. I have friends who are way smarter than I am, but because they're stuck inside their house or school all day, no one knows. And she finally says, the best thing about my parents is that they get out of the way. I just think that's really brilliant. And it's so sad at the same time.
No, it's unfortunate because the parents can't get out of the way to the degree, at least that I would want to get out of the way.
You mean legally they can't?
Legally. I mean, like, you can't let a 7-year-old work. Nobody's going to hire them. I mean, you can't let a 7-year-old drive. I mean, maybe they're not. They can't really drive anyway because they're not capable.
They can't see over the steering wheel.
Yeah, but the point is that they should be able to if you can get over the humps and so forth and of doing those things. I mean, I certainly think like a 13, 14-year-old should be able to drive.
Whatever. As long as they're able to capable of doing those things. And if you are to allow younger people to mature at the speed they want to, which is what she's talking about here, she's able to go out there and do the things she wants to do, and she's become a nationally or internationally recognized journalist at age 12. I mean, she started at 8.
Yeah.
And so she at this point has spent, you know, a third of her life doing journalism, which is amazing.
I think it's interesting that it certainly I don't think anybody's going to argue that every 7-year-old or 8-year-old is going to be able to go out and do this kind of stuff on their own. But there are kids that age who are totally capable and should be able to, and they should not be inhibited because there are 22-year-olds that aren't capable of some of these things, right?
In this article, in this interview, you know, she talks about some of the mistakes that she made when she was a even younger journalist, and how she's grown in the last 4 years of doing journalism as a young person. Not stopping somebody artificially is very important. It allows them to grow at the pace that they're ready to grow, because a lot of young people want to go to work. They want to go out there and create a thing for the marketplace to, you know, whether it'll succeed or not doesn't matter. They should have the freedom to make mistakes at that young age. You don't want somebody to get their first job when they're getting out of college at 23.
That's a really bad idea.
It happens, though. And it happens
it a
lot.
It does happen a lot.
So, anyway, I hope we get a chance to play the video, maybe not tonight, but on another night, of her standing up against the police, because it's inspirational. I mean, more people ought to be able to do that stuff. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I just thought that was a really interesting viewpoint from a young person of what it's like. She's sad for her friends. They're stuck in their houses, she says. They're stuck in their schools and in their houses, and that is not a place you can't grow in those environments if you can't get out there and actually do something in the world. Sad stuff, but it's so true today, especially so. And yes, there are government laws that get in the way of parents like letting their kids go to the park by themselves in some states, so there is some risk to the freedom of parenting.
I'm not even thinking about those laws. Yeah. I'm thinking about less, you know, laws that are even not that restrictive, like, you know, just employment. You can't,
right.
I mean,
you can't get a job.
You're not allowed to. I mean, it's not even like you can say you let your kid work, fine, but nobody's going to be able to employ them because they will get in trouble for it.
Right. And nobody wants to employ anybody under the age of 16 anyway, even though you can do 14 and 15 in most places, because the restrictions the government places arbitrarily on them are insane. You know, mandatory breaks. It's really ridiculous. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico listening online. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, her name means battle, so that's appropriate.
Huh. All right.
She probably has European, Northern European, the Scandinavian connection in her family. It's not Hilda in the United States is a kind of a frumpy name, but it's a little more. Yeah, and it's in the United States we pronounce it kind of ugly. You say Hilda, and then in Europe, Scandinavia, it's more Hilde.
Hilde.
Kind of, yep. Yeah, Hilde. So it's not quite so frumpy sounding. To answer a question, I thought about it after you'd asked me. George Dory, his advertisement probably was for some health product that he was pushing that was running his ads. It was kind of funny because that night that you'd asked me that question, I was the replay from his previous night's program is played on that WGNS out of Tennessee, and I was on that night right after your program, and coincidentally on his program on that replay right after your program again tonight. But what I called about is the coming Civil War. Actually, it's kind of beginning here in New Mexico right now.
Really?
Because there's an incompatible showdown, meaning legally incompatible, basically orders or intentions by, we were talking about the sheriffs the other night. There was 29 of the 33 sheriffs in the state were not going to enforce the gun laws the legislature is passing.
That's what got Sarah all riled up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that movement has it exponentially increases every day. Yes, was it yesterday there were 29 sheriffs and 6 county commissions that had voted to make their counties sanctuary counties. Now nice. There's 14 counties and 3 municipalities have added to that. And
how many counties in New Mexico total?
33.
Wow, so more than half or almost, was it 14 plus the other few or 14 total?
No, well, there's 2 different things. There's 33 counties, but there was 29 of the 33 sheriffs is what we had. Now it's 30 of the,
wow.
the 33.
Are refusing to enforce the new gun restrictions in New Mexico. That's pretty good news. David, thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. Check out more of Chris on his show. He's got his own video and audio program. It's Freedom Decrypted over at freedomdecrypted.com. He does that every Saturday.
And I will do the violence story tomorrow, too.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of 2 peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.